So let's just take out quickly the Ron. So what do you say about the Ron? So the Ron said you can have one big kos, and from it, four people can be yotzei. Right? Just a quick story here. Not in the grave, just from yesterday. So it would seem the Ron holds the mitzvah really is shasia. It seems the Ron really holds the mitzvah is shasia. And the kos is really the koveya of the entity of shasia. So as long, so within one kos, many people can share as long as there are different chefts, different entities of the kviyas. In other words, the Ron is really holding, it's not a mitzvah of bringing the kos. It has nothing to do with that. Really, the mitzvah essentially is shasias kos. Okay? It's shasia. But how is shasia, how do you define the shasia? The kos is koveya, the entity of shasia. So if there are many entities of shasia, and then it's possible to say that this kos, for me as an entity of shasia, and for you as an entity of shasia. I think it's something to think about. Okay, so now we're going to try to take the grizz, take up the grizz over here. Okay, so the grizz goes through the sugi we've been doing. All right, so let's see. Let's just try to go through it outside mainly. Okay, so what's his point over here? That there's a different girsa, right? Our Gemara says, if you drank them bavas achas, our Gemara has what? If it's chai, then your yotza arba kosos, but not cheras. And if it was bavas achas, then your when our gear says what? Your yotza yayin, but not dalad kosos. But the Rambam's gear says different. The Rambam learns that in the case of bavas achas, that you'll be yotza yidei cheras, but not yidei abrikosis. So once again, the case that the Rambam has differently from our Gemara is the case of bavas achas. Right? We have shosam bavas achas, your yotze yayin, and the chiddush was sudas simchas yontif. But the Rambam has a different thing. He says yotze cheres, right, and not yotze dalad kosos. So okay, so he quotes the Gemara, our Gemara. We have that girsa, but the girsa of the Rambam is the Rif's girsa. Okay. The Rif, a lot of times the Rambam takes the Rif's girsos. So the Rif had a different girsa in his Gemara. And the Rambam goes after the Rif's girsa. The Rambam was from that school of learning. So the question though is like this. In other words, the Grizz is making an important diuk over here. In terms of the overt difference, the obvious overt difference is the case of bavas achas, right? That if you drink them bavas achas, the Rambam says you yotzei cheres. And so there's a new idea of being yotzei cheres. And the others say yotzei yayin. But really this has an important ramification on the first case too, the Grizz is saying. It has an important ramification when it says earlier, if you drank it chai, you'll be yotzei, you'll be yotzei what? Abrikosos, but not yotzei cheres. So he says the fact that the Rambam has cheres in the bavas achas case implies that he would learn the first cheres differently too. Okay, in other words, like this: when Rashi learned yotzei dalad kosos, but not yotzei cheres by shoson chai, what did cheres mean to him? It just meant you're not yotzei the mitzvah bishlei musa, right? You're not yotzei the mitzvah bishlei musa. And that's, he says, the Ran also has it like that. But there'd be no need to repeat the kosos, right? It doesn't mean you're missing an element of the mitzvah. You don't do anything more. You did the mitzvah, like we said last time, you yotze the takana of dalakosos, but not in the proper form. Not in the ideal form, I should say. Correct? Because you're lacking chashivas of yayin mazuk. Okay. But according to the Rambam's Girsa, still good. According to the Rambam's Girsa, but according to the Rambam's Girsa, that you're not yotze yidei cheres in the end, that you yotze yidei cheres in the end, in the Bavas Achas case, right? So then it turns out that there is a thing to be yotze. There's something called cheres that there is to be yotze. Right? Is that clear, everybody?
Not just like a side point.
Not a side point. Not like a kiyum in the Dalet Kosos. Not like a mitzvah bishlei musa of something. It's not like a better form of the Dalet Kosos. Because if it was, if you're going to say that there's Dalet Kosos, and then cheres just means bishlei musa, it's not possible to say you are yotze the shlei musa and not the Dalet Kosos, right? So from the fact that the Rambam says in the second case you can be yotze cheres and not dalet kosos, that shows you cheres is its own entity, is its own identity. So then he wants to know, what are these two things, right? What does it mean that you yotze cheres and not yotze abrikosos? What are the two things? V'im lo kiyem ikar ha-mitzvah shedalet kosos, if you weren't yotze the dalet kosos, what does it mean you yotze cheres? That's his main question, right? Says that the first part you could work it out like Rashi, to say you were yotze dalet kosos not cheres just means you weren't yotze bishlei musa, you were yotze the ikar mitzvah. But on the opposite case, that's not possible. So that's his question. Okay, good question. So he says like this. Really, in the dalet kosos, there really are two things. Okay. The be'emes tre mili ika bahach mitzvah darvid kosos. He says, take the first tosos that we looked at. The tosos on Tzadi Tes, right? Tosos says that it's mashma that not everybody had the dalet kosos. Right? It's mashma lo yifchasu lo. That only the balabayas had the dalet kosos. And Tosfos then says it's a svara that it should be that way, because why should it be any different than Kiddush all year long? That one person makes Kiddush and he's motzi everybody else. So the Griz says he heard from his father Reb Chaim that he had the problem with this Tosfos, right? And we raised the same problem on the Tosfos. My union arba Kosfos the Kiddush kol hashana. Why does Tosfos say it makes sense to say that you should compare dalet kosos to Kiddush? Over there, what's the ikar? What's the ikar by Kiddush? Is the bracha, right? Like we were saying at the beginning of the week. And the kos is really just a kiyum in the bracha. The ikar mitzvah, right. And by the Kiddush, why is everybody yotze? Because of Shomei Kaona. So that makes perfect sense by Kiddush. But by dalet kosos, isn't the mitzvah to drink the dalet kosos? So how can you just say that I'll be motzi you? So what was Reb Chaim's answer? So what was Reb Chaim's answer? He said, "You see from this that it is like Kiddush, right? That's just seated for all my coast." So that's what Reb Chaim held. He held from this. He said, "You can prove from here that according to Tosfos, amazing statement. The gam arba kosos ein ikar hamitzvah b'shesias hakosos rak b'habrachos sh'al hakosos. That's the whole thing. There is no inyan of shesias kos. The only din is to have brachos al hakos, and it's exactly comparable to Kiddush and any other kosher bracha. Ad kan devarav of the of Reb Chaim." Yep, but it troubles me. Let's go through the Raya. And he has an amazing Raya from the Gra. He says you can prove that the Gra held this way too. Why? Because, you'll tell me if I get it right. Because there's a machlokas Let's take the regular din by Kiddush. So what's the regular din by Kiddush? So there's a din of Moly Lugmov, right? Now, who has to drink the Moly Lugmov? Anybody, right? Okay. So, but there's a question of what? Right. There's a question, can two people be mitstarfet? Could the Moly Lugmov be produced by more than one person? In other words, does one person have to have the Moly Lugmov? Doesn't have to be the Mekadesh, doesn't have to be the Mavarich, but one person has to have the Moly Lugmov? Or can many people constitute the Moly Lugmov with Tziruf? Is the shear of Moly Lugmov roy for a Tziruf from several people? Okay, so that's a machlokus in the Rishonim. Okay. And it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Gra, in trying to explain this machlokus, says it's tully on how you learn the sugya by what? By Dalet Kosos. Because the Gemara says, by Dalet Kosos, Hishke, Mehen Libne, Libanov Nebeso, Vihu, Shoshosa, Ruba Dekasa. Right? So it says you can give it out to your family, provided he drank Rov Kos. Okay? So the Gra says the interpretation of the Vihu is the Machlokas. The ones who say that it cannot be mitzareif for learning, that you can give it to your to everybody who's there, as long as he, meaning one of them, drank one full Moly Lugmov. Right? So that means to say there's no tzir for Moly Lugmov. And the other sheet of the Rishonim is learning Vihu means as long as all of them together had a Moly Lugmov. Right? So what's the reply? What's the Grizz's point? He says, you see clearly here that how is the Gra learning Dalet Kosos just like Kiddush? Because when there was a machlokas by Kiddush, whether Kiddush has to be one Moly Lugmov, for one, whether one person has to drink a Moly Lugmov, or whether there can be a tziruf to the Moly Lugmov, the Gra pointed to the Gemara of Dalet Kosos and said, the question is how you interpret the Vahu Shishosa Ruba Dekasa by Dalet Kosos. So you see, clearly he's equating the Shasiyah of Kiddush and the Shasiyah of Dalet Kosos. It's an inescapable conclusion. Yeah, so that's his Raya. That according to Tosos is really just a case of Kiddush. I mean, and that's why I think the Gra, Reb Chaim, was machmir even to hold the coast during the whole Haggadah. Because he held as an idea, according to Tosfos, the whole Haggadah is like Alakos. Okay. It's like a long, I guess he wants to say, they were Masader, not only the Brachos Alakos, but, I mean, where did he get it from exactly? I think so. Saying that is not a din of Shasiya per se, it's a din of Al Hakos. So I guess he held the whole Haggadah Allah should be Al Hakos too. I don't know if he held that's Ma'akev. I guess. That's the only thing that's a little funny. Because Tosus says specifically the Brachos. Right? Okay. And now what else does he have over here? And then the other important point is that he proves that Tosfos really holds there's no need to drink the Rov HaKos. According to Tosfos, it's really just Moly Lugmov. Right? When the Gemara, because Tosfos says Rov HaKos is just the shear of Moly Lugmov. Okay. Umavur mized the sarv leilatosus the gam gabi arba kosus ikar shira shtiya medina who moly lugmov kemo gabi kosha kiddush, right? The mavur leil daf kuf zayin shir to ima so he moly lugmov who din b'chol kosus shel bracha. Aye, when the Gemara says ruba dekasa, that's not the din. It just means that's the shir of moly lugmov of a normal person, but the ikar shir is moly lugmov. And if it was Og, he would need a bigger shear. That's the Tosis way of looking at it. But he says the Rambam says literally Rov Kos. Okay? So he's trying to show you that in terms of looking at the Kosos, Tosis has a certain approach and equates it with Kiddush really. And it just becomes a Seder Dvarim al HaKos. But the Rambam, you can tell already, is breaking out a different way. Because the Rambam says, when it says Rov Kos, it means literally to drink Rov Kos. That's not Kiddush. Kiddush is no requirement to drink Rov Kos. That's only by Dalet Kosos. And so too the Ran also has that distinction. That by Kiddush, it's Moly Lugmov, and by Kos, and by the Dalet Kosos, it's Dafka Rov of a Kos. The only thing is, he doesn't mention that the Ran really holds. It means just Rov of a Revius. But anyway, that's what we saw in the other Ran. But what do you see over here? That they hold only by Kiddush and a regular Shtar Kos of Bracha. De'ikr milsayhu ha Bracha shala Kos. So now he's trying to show you that when the mitzvah is the Bracha on the Kos. And the only thing is a separate halacha that you have to be toim from the kos. Hamavarach sarach shal yitom. So then the shir is moly lugmov. Moly lugmov is a shir of te'ima. But the dalet kosos is not a din of te'ima, it's a din of shesia. So then you need to drink the whole kos dafka. Aye, but we say rubo is kakulo. Okay, that's the famous principle. That really he wants to say like this, that the din is really, you know, let's get this clear. Okay, he wants to say that by Kiddush, it's really a din of the chashivas of the kos, of the bracha on the kos. The only thing is, once you use a kosher bracha, you have to be towing from the kosher bracha. So what's the shir of te'ima? Moly lugmov. But by the kosos, the mitzvah is to be shosa the kos, to drink the kos. That itself is the mitzvah, right? So really, that should be kulo. The only thing is, they learn rubo is kakulo. So what does that mean? Let's just stop for a moment on the principle of rubo kakulo. When do we apply rubo kakulo? When do we not apply rubo kakulo? Right? This is a aleph base, right?
Nisan and
Tachin. This is one of the famous Brisker definitions over here. The Rav has something on this. When do you say rubo kakulo? When do you don't? When do you not say rubo kakulo? So for instance, here we say you have to drink the whole kos. But we say rove the kos is enough. Right? But how much matzah do you have to eat? A kezias. You wouldn't say rove of a kezias is enough. Right? That was his... You wouldn't say rove of... Right. So what's the difference? Well, where else do we say rove? This is, I think, is another one of his examples. Let's say you have 10 people who want to daven, right? So as long as 6 are chayev in tefillah, you can make a minyan. Because we say ruba kakulo. Rove of the minyan has a chayev of tefillah. But you can't say if you have 6 people you can daven. You don't say, well, I have rove of a minyan, right? So what's the difference between rubo kakulo, how can we say rubo kakulo by the shesias hakos when we need to drink all of the kos? We say rove is enough, and when we say you need a minyan of mispalim, it's enough to have most of the people need tefillah, but you can't say I'll have rove of a kezias, or I'll have rove of a minyan, 6 people. So what's the difference? This is clear, right? Or you condense it down to the minyan case. You need 10 mispalim to have a minyan. So I'll say if I have 10 people and 6 of them need to daven, I can make a minyan because of rubo kakulo. But you can't dispense with the 4 people who don't need to daven. You can't say, well, then I'll just take 6 people who need to daven and I'll say I have most of a minyan. So how come the rubo kakulo will work only when I actually have the 10 people and I'm just missing the and I need to have 10 mispalim. So I can say, oh, I'll have 6 mispalim, and that'll make it rubo kakulo. So if rubo kakulo works because the 6 need to daven, so just get rid of the other 4. Just say, okay, 6 people need to daven, makes a minion. Okay, that's good. In other words, rubo kakulo is a din in qualifying an entity that you have. Okay, I'll say, look. minion is a certain like we have in you have a substance and then you have like a quality of the substance. So I have this table and it has a certain quality of being brown, let's say. So I'll say like this: there's an entity of minion. That's a group. There's a shear. Right? By shear, you say 10 people makes a group. Okay. Now, in order for the group to be able to daven, that group has to have a certain identity, a certain quality, a certain characteristic. What's the characteristic that the group needs to have? That it needs to daven. Okay, that there's a group of mispalim. So I'll say, look, now I can employ a principle. How much of the thing has to have the quality in order for me to say that the whole group has the quality? I'll say, if as long as most of the group has that quality, halachically will apply the quality to the whole entity. So now I'll say, now I have 10 who need to daven. I have an entity of minion that needs to daven. Okay? Like at this table, let's say it was mostly brown. I could say I would call it a brown table. Right? Maybe. I would call it a brown table. Because what's the dominant... what's the dominant feature of color that's being expressed? So I could call it that. But I wouldn't say if I have half a table, I wouldn't say if I have a row of a table, I have a table, because that's the substance itself. That's the thing itself. So you have to differentiate between the thing itself and when you want to give that thing a certain quality. Can't say if I have most of the thing, I have the thing. But I can say if the thing has a quality expressed in most of it, then we'll say it's all of it. You understand, Ari? So over here, he's saying you have to render the cup drunk.
It's like there's two things, the drinking and then there's the...
Right. By matzah, I have a chiyuv to do the maisa of achilas kezayis. So that's like a Yonah said, that's a shear itself. I don't have the entity of matzah that I need to eat unless I have the full shear of it. But over here...
meaning the mitzvah is the
shear. And the mitzvah is the ma'isa of achila itself, right, on the shear.
So it's not a matter of just having the shear presented, it's a matter of eating the shear.
Exactly. But over here, it's really an inyan of the kos. The thing is, the kos has to be used. It has to be drunk. It has to be, fulfill a purpose of shasia. So it would be fulfilled completely if I drank all of it. But as long as I drank most of the cup, I can say the cup was drunk. The wine was brought and the cup was drunk. Okay, so it's qualifying the shear. It's qualifying the utility in the cup. The cup was used. Why? Because most of its contents were drunk. Okay. So therefore...
You don't say that the matzah was eaten.
No.
Right.
You don't say the matzah was eaten. You have to eat the matzah. You have to eat the matzah. Because it's really a maisa of achila that's required. How much achila is required? A certain shear of achila is required. Because ain achila pachas mikazayas. So you have to do, that's a qualitative point. You have to do achilas matzah. That means to be engaged in an activity to a certain degree. The degree is achila. Shear of kezias is what renders that whole thing an achila. Over here, the coast is a coast. It's full. And the only thing is, you have to give it a certain characteristic of being drunk, being used.
Utilizing it,
exactly.
As opposed to drinking the wine.
It's not about drinking the wine. If the cup was koveya, the cheftza of wine, and then there was a mitzvah of consuming all of the wine, then it would be just like the matzah. But you have to understand.
Even these guys that hold the Ikar and Shasiya, it's not.
Even the guys who hold the Ikar and Shasiya, it really is in terms of the kos. It really still is in terms of the kos.
It's not like matzah.
It's not like matzah. It's not like matzah. Exactly. So, but he's saying over here, you see clearly that what? That once you employ this idea of Rub of Kukulo, once you say Rove Coast literally, it really implies a whole different level of mitzvah of the coast itself. Not just like Tosfos, that it's a Seder Dvarim Alakos. But really there's a mitzvah of rendering the coast drunk itself. Not just to qualify the bracha that was said over the coast. Right? So he's saying from this point, you can from these two things over here, from the fact that Tosfos says one person can do it for everybody, and his whole shiur is Moleh Lugmav, you can see he's learning completely differently from the Rambam, who says it's dafka to drink Rov HaKos. Okay. And then he emphasized that the Rambam says, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Chayav Lishtos, B'Layel Hazeh, Arba Kosos Shel Yayin. The Iker Mitzvah is Lishtos. But from Tosfos, that's not the case at all. The Iker Mitzvah is HaBrochos Shel HaKos. V'Shisiyoson Hirak Mishum Dina, D'Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom. And it's just like any other Kosel Bracha. And that's why they compared it to Kiddush. Okay? Okay. That's basically his point. The thing is, I don't know. It bothers me. It bothers me a little bit to say that. It bothers me to say in Tosfos that it's just like a Kosel Kiddush. Because, I mean, what happened to the whole idea of the Dalet Kosos themselves? What happens to the whole idea of Dalet Kosos themselves?
What's the problem with saying that they're Dalet Kosos of Kiddush?
Because a Kosel Kiddush is not really a Kos on its own right. It's really just the Takana of Kiddush is Kiddush, like we were saying initially. The Takana of Kiddush is really Kiddush. The only thing is we're saying the Kiddush has to be qualified in a certain way. So Chashivas qualifies it. Pas could also qualify it. So, it seems to me, though, that when you're going to say that they came along, Chachamim wanted Dalet Kosos, I mean, it's definitely clear, okay, this is not necessarily halachic thinking, but let's just be practical for a moment. It's definitely clear that the Chachamim, ahead of time, were trying to produce Dalet Kosos. They were not trying to make Brachos of Chashivas. In other words, in terms of the objective, why is that clear? Because it's the whole institution is Kosos.
Or they would have referred to each one as a Kosel Bracha, or they would have just called them Kosel Shel Bracha.
And then, like the Gemara says, Dalet Kosos Tikni Rabbanon, and then the Gemara says, do them Kol Chad V'Chad Nave Be Mitzvah. Means to say there is an objective, there is an objective of Kosos, and they accomplished it through Kosel Bracha, right? But to say that it's purely a takana of Seder Dvar Malakos, that sort of minimizes the whole concept of Kos. Hold on to that thought. Listen to the Tosfos here. If you take a look at the Tosfos in Sadi Teslam Abayz, he has an interesting question. Okay, he's trying to figure out, did everyone have a Kos or not? Okay, so listen to his kasha. He's like this. He wants to bring a raya from the Gemara on Kuf Chesam Beis. Because what does the Gemara on Kuf Chesam Beis say? It says, Hishke mehen levanov ulevnei veso yotza. Right? It says, if you give it out to your kids, you're yotze. Vihu dishosa ruba dikasa. As long as you drank rov of a kos. Mashma dehem yotzu bishmia. So how are they yotze? How are they Yotze? By listening. Deha bo'inan ruba dekasa. If everybody needs to drink Rov Kos, it's not possible. So it means to say that what? In, at least in a small cup, I guess. The O, demashma de lechatchila in regilas lashkosam. Yeah. In other words, you don't have to. Miu eyesh litchos b'shiyesh lehem kos le'atzmam. It's possible to say that they still had their own kos. And you just wanted to give to them because it's by Kiddush you give out to you from the kos of bracha. Inami b'bonav u'bnei beso ketanim mayri. Listen to this. Shelo higia lechinuch. Okay, that's possible. That was kids, so kids don't have to have a kos. Umiu b'gemara mashma shesarach ech kol echad arba kosos. It's mashma from the gemara that everybody had their own cup. Why? Because it says hakol chayoven ba'arba kosos. Everybody has to have dalet kosos. Echad noshim v'echad tinokos. Whether it's women, whether it's children. Omar Rabbi Yehuda mato elas l'tinokos b'yayin. So Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, "Why do kids have to do with wine? Right? What does wine benefit a child?" But it's mashma that the Tana Kama says, "Tsarach kos af l'tinokos." Now listen to that exchange. The Gemara says, the Brisa says, everybody needs dalet kosos, even women and even children. And Reb Yehuda argues. What does Reb Yehuda say? He says, "What do kids do with wine? What do kids have anything to do with the yayin?" So what is that mashma? It's mashma that the Tanakam is saying they do drink wine. Because Rabbi Yehuda's argument is, why should a kid drink wine? What does a kid have to do with wine? That implies that the Tanakam held the kids do drink wine. That means to say everybody has wine in front of them. And the Tanakam was saying even the kids have wine in front of them. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kids don't need wine in front of them. But everybody else does. It's a pretty good riot, right? So what's his answer?
To what?
To that everybody has their own cup.
When we go by the Tanaka
Oh, so then just the children wouldn't have the cup. I don't know who you go like in that case, but... But anybody who's chayav in Dalet Kosos certainly would.
Need your own cup.
Need your own cup. That's his raya. It's a very, very solid raya. Right?
That's not like Kiddush.
That it's not like Kiddush, because Tosus is grappling in this whole Gemara. In this Tosus, he's going back and forth trying to figure out what it is. So listen to his answer. He says, V'yesh lidchos, you can push off this raya. Now what does it mean? D'chayoven lishmoa birkos arba kosos ka'omar. Now what did he say? Everybody is chayav in the kosos. He meant to listen to the bracha of the dalet kosos. The ka'oma, right. U mishum chinuch. So the question is, what vafilu tinoko? So the question is, yeah, exactly. What's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha? What's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha? If you're going to learn literally they're drinking wine, that's a good kasha.
Right.
If all you're saying is they have to listen to the bracha because of chinuch, well, what's the kasha? They listen to Kiddush.
Oh,
it's kasha. It's my toelas litinokos b'yayin. What benefit does a kid? What good does wine do for a kid? So the Ran learns it means drinking wine. So therefore he says, if you're not shayach, it's a very interesting idea in chinuch. It means to say in chinuch, it doesn't mean it has to do with what we were discussing with haseba. Chinuch doesn't mean just doing the maisa like a monkey, just a monkey see monkey do maisa. It means doing the actual thing that the gadol is doing. So if a katan doesn't enjoy wine, he's not doing what the gadol is doing. If it's not an experience of cheres to a katan, so you can't say do drink wine. Well, what's
doesn't have the same? Doesn't get inebriated, or
he doesn't enjoy it. It doesn't make him feel free. He's got too much freedom to begin with. You have the same thing by Avelis. Same thing by Avelis. Some Rishonim say Katan doesn't know from Avelis. He can't give do chinuch on it. Means the chinuch has to be not when he can do the chet, not when he can do the maisa. I can imitate the maisa. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is training him in a certain idea and in a certain type of activity. So you say, okay, it's a cheres. Tonight we do cheres, drink wine. Well, it doesn't mean anything to him. It's not cheres. Right? But apparently it's machlok, it's not a common review. But anyway, but still it makes sense if you're going to say it's a machlokas about the drinking itself. But if it's just the brachas, what's the question? So I think you have to say from this that even though Tosos is learning that not everyone is chayav to drink the wine, right? Not everyone is chayav to have a kos in front of them. But it's not just a regular case of Kiddush. Regular case of Kiddush is that they instituted the Yayin to be Machshev the Kiddush. Over here, it seems that Tosfos is learning they instituted the Kosos Al Seder HaBracha, meaning to say that the Bracha is what produces the entity of Kos. All they were masaking is similar to a Rashi idea. They were masaking that the Seder should have a Havoas Dalet Kosos. The whole Seder as an entity must have Havoas Dalet Kosos, not me, you, and him. The whole Heftz of Seder. So if we're all Mitzdarev to one Seder, then the format, what do they call that? The format itself, the tekes, what is the whole format of the Seder, the brachos and everything should produce the chefts of the Dalet Kosos. So why am I listening to the bracha? Because the bracha, al yedei ha-bracha, I'm really producing the chefts of Kos. So that's what the machlokes in Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Tanakama says everyone is chayev to listen to the brachos. Why? Because the brachos are really it's sort of like a reversal of the format of bracha and kos. Normally the bracha just is qualifying the kos. The kos is qualifying the bracha. Here they were masaking it the opposite way. You say the bracha ala kos in order to bring the kos into the whole Seder. But the kiyam is the emergence of the heftza of kos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. He said, why should he have to listen to this bracha for the emergence of a heftza that has no meaning to him? You know what I mean? In other words, if it's just regular Kiddush, so he has to listen to Kiddush. Because he has which bracha would it be? It would be the bracha of the Geula bracha, I guess. Right? So, in other words, Rabbi Huda is saying that over here there was a takana that the bracha Shirgo Alonu should be Al HaKos. Why? In order that the entity of Kos should emerge from the Seder. They were Masakein Al Yedei HaKos, but not to be Machshev the bracha. In order now to have the Kos exist within the Seder of Haggadah. Since it needs Kos, now it turns out that that this Mesiba of Haggadah has within it a Havo'ah, or the production of a Kos. So we really, they were instituting it Al Yedei Bracha to say that it's not that the Shasiyas Kos is important, it's the presence of the Kos is important. And how is the presence of the, how do we produce the Kos? Through the mitzvah of the bracha. Just like there's a format of bracha ala kos in general, they were masaking a bracha ala kos over here, but not to be machsh of the bracha, in order that there should be a reality to the kos in the Haggadah.
So without all of that, it's just like you're drinking a cup of juice or something like that. It's no different than eating in terms of...
It's not even important to drink it, according to Tosfos. The whole thing is that it should be produced.
Without the bracha and everything, it's just...
That's right. Without the bracha and anything, it's not part of the Seder. So, this is how you incorporate Kos into Seder. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, so the only reason to listen to the bracha is to incorporate Kos into the Seder. But for a kid, the Kos has no significance. So why should he be chayav to listen to the vehicle of producing the thing that he has no shaychus to? The chinuch would be on the entity of Dalet Kosos, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. What does a kos represent to a child? It doesn't represent anything to a child. A kos shel yayin doesn't represent cheres to a child. So why should there be a chinuch? I'm producing a cheftz of cheres when to the child it's not a cheftz of cheres. You understand? A little bit better?
Yeah.
So my only
is
point...
still being introduced as a... as a chetz of Shasiyah. And the Shasiyah is not relevant to the kid, is that what you're saying?
It's not even being a... No, it doesn't have to be... It's being introduced into the Seder as a koshel yayin.
Right.
Because now we're saying, look, child, appreciate the presence of a koshel yayin. Kid can't appreciate that.
You can appreciate Kiddush, though. Or Mishum.
That's the bracha.
Right.
Now you could say, you mechanich him to, in terms of a bracha of Kiddush, but what does he have to do with the other brachas that aren't a mitzvah for him? They would say, in other words, they would learn that if he wants to bench on his own, he can bench on his own.
Ooh, the kid.
Let's say the kid wants to bench on his own. Fine, let him bench on his own. He doesn't have to wait. And Dafka say the bracha and listen to the bracha of the mevarech al hayayin.
I just mean in general, kiddush is relevant to the kiddush because you're being mechanic into the yom, I guess.
That's right. And as long as he's old enough to understand the idea of kedusha Shabbos, he's old enough to have a chinuch and kiddush.
But here the idea is you're bringing in this item as part of your suda.
That's right. And to a kid's suda is not a yayin suda. There's no idea in a kid of, ooh, it's a special suda, we're having wine.
Right.
You know, so, but the point I'm trying to make is like this. That even though the Griz is saying that according to Tosfos, it's kiddish, it's like kiddish, it doesn't mean it has the objective like kiddish. He's not learning that the objective of Dalet Kosos was to fortify the four brachos in the Seder. He was learning, halachically speaking, how did they incorporate? That exactly was his question. Halachically speaking, how did they incorporate Kosos into Seder? Did they do it through the mechanism of Kiddush al HaKos? But it would be a mechanism here. Or was it through a Chiyuv of Shasiyah for everybody? So the Nafkamina would be if... It would be a lot of Nafkaminas, but the Nafkamina would be If one person can be mevarech ala kos and everybody else will be yotze, and then because everybody is listening to the bracha, here's the important point though: by me listening to your bracha and being yotze with your bracha, I'm also involved in producing kos. You understand? It's not like kiddush. By kiddush, I'm simply listening to your birkas hamitzvah and I'm yotze shamei kohen on the bracha. Over here, I would have to listen to the kiddush in order to be involved in the producing of the kos as well. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. What shaychus does a kid have to being involved in producing a cheftza of kos? You understand? So it means they used the method of kiddush ala kos, but it was reversed. It was here to achieve the objective of the presence of dalet kosos, not to achieve the objective of fortifying the kiddush. And the nafkamina would be by the katan. The katan doesn't have to listen to it at ala kos because he has nothing to do with fortifying the producing the brach, with producing a chefetz shel kos. But the Griz is right. The way that the Tosos seems to conclude, he just holds his conclusion is that you should be machmir and everyone should have their own kos. But mikra din, he holds you don't have to. And therefore they're learning, once it was set up with that form, nobody has to drink rov kos, and even the Mekadesh doesn't have to drink molel lugmov. It just has the regular form of sita devarim ala kos. But it has a different kiyam. Has a kiyam of that's how they fit it in. Okay?